With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Call him Ishmael. Reed, that is, the feisty writer who insists his only enemies are the drug dealers who infest his Oakland, California neighborhood. Ishmael Reed says an essay he wrote for the San Francisco Examiner blasting the crack trade prompted a lot of reaction.
It caused an uproar. I mean, there's still repercussions. I think downtown is outrage, I heard. As a city manager told me when he called me up and scolded me, I'm giving Oakland a bad name.
That essay is printed in Ishmael Reed's latest book, Writin' is Fightin', in which he tells of hearing submachine gun fire outside his home.
After this article appeared, it's a break-in, you know, sort of attempted break-in while my kid and wife are sitting in the living room. And we called the police, of course, and they said that they might come back later on that night and shoot the windows out. So it's pretty bad.
Ishmael Reed says the police chief of Oakland is candid about the crack problem, but not the establishment.
People, the downtown establishment, very concerned about development and growth, and are kind of like divorcing themselves from the problems of the neighborhood.
Ishmael Reed says that in moving to Oakland, he has returned to a ghetto similar to the one in which he was born in Buffalo, New York. That's why he's particularly concerned about drug traffickers.
If you're in a neighborhood where this stuff happens, your neighborhood can be transformed into Skid Row overnight. Just transformed overnight when this element comes in there. What they do is they move into middle-class neighborhoods where these blacks have, black couples have saved money all their lives to get away from this junk. They move in there because it's perfect camouflage.
Writin' is Fightin' is Ishmael Reed's latest book of essays, and his publisher, Athenaeum, is republishing all 7 of his novels in paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. All of Ishmael Reed's novels, dating back to the freelance pallbearers in 1967, are being republished in paperback. Reed, whose latest book of essays is called Writin' is Fightin', says there is a tradition of serious comedy in Afro-American literature.
I've always gotten in trouble with critics because my stuff is funny. There's a tradition for the kind of style I'm in, but it's an underground tradition. You know, it's not the literary tradition. The tall tales and the yarns that are part of the oral tradition. Very funny, very comic, very satirical.
Ishmael Reed says that George Orwell's 1984 was a major influence on him.
That's one of the key books of this century, 1984. My criticism of the book after looking at it again was that Orwell, from his privileged position, didn't see that 1984 had already happened for some people.
Reed is a firm believer in what he calls the multinational society.
When I ask students in my class if they're Italian-American, Irish-American, or Greek-American, they hide under the table. They want to get away from that. They're ashamed of their immigrant grandfathers.
Ishmael Reed takes writer Pete Hamill to task for suggesting that Asian-Americans are the model minority.
Pete Hamill came to San Francisco and he was saying, well, why don't blacks be like the Asian-Americans? So I wrote a tongue-in-cheek piece here about how at one time, blacks were the model minority. Blacks were said to be better workers than the Irish Americans and the Indians.
In one of his more controversial essays, Ishmael Reed criticizes both the book and the film The Color Purple, which he says encourages the myth of the black man as evil. Writin' is Fightin' by Ishmael Reed was published by Athenaeum. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.